Sure, sorry, Mary, Choshvet Zibo. In the last week or so, I guess everyone's said Kiddush Levana. I'm wondering if anyone's wondered, why is it that we actually stand for Kiddush Levana? Is it a simple technical issue that simply there's no deck chairs outside, but if there would be, then we would sit down? Or is it there's halachic reason behind it? So let's explore the inyan. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Ches, most people still know that Siman, Hilchos Tzitzis is right at the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yis'atif p'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'omad. You should do atif with the tzitzis, v'yivarech mu'omad. You should make the bracha standing up. Says the Dogma Revav on the spot, there's two issues here. There's the Atifa Satalis and there's the Bracha. So he says the Atifa needs standing up because it says we learn Lachem Lachem from Oyma. And the second thing is the Bracha, says the Dogma Revav, Bracha Api Yerushalmi, that says, Kol birchas ha-mitzvahs heima mu'omad. All birchas ha-mitzvahs need standing. And that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah on the spot. He brings down this Yerushalmi. The problem with this is as follows. We have a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah tells us as follows. Ha'isha yeshavas v'koytza chalosa aruma m'bnei shehi yechoyla l'chassis ha'atzma. A woman who is sitting down and she's making challah. However, she's unclothed. The din is, she's allowed to cover herself and she can make the bracha on the challah. Now, the inyan of her sitting down is because then her erva is covered. So Vela, we say she's allowed to make the bracha. What do we see over here? We see the chay over here. No one's going to argue that the bracha on chal isn't the birchas mitzvahs. We see that birchas mitzvahs, one's allowed to sit down for it. The chay are a very clear steer. The one who asked this kasha, one of the first to ask it, is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham on the spot, in tzitzis, he asked that. Here we've just said that you have to stand up for the bracha on the tzitzis, so he asked for the Mishnah in challah. Oh. So, I thought to answer, the chayu can say a pashta answer. There's an afgamina, b'di'evad, and l'chatchila. That for sure, l'chatchila, one's supposed to stand up for a bracha, for a bracha and mitzvahs. However, in the event that one can't do it, for whatever reason, for example, over here, where she can't do it otherwise, so then we say, b'di'evad, you can sit down for it. Later on, I found that the Pesachi Tshuva in Hilchos Challah Taka says this terence. So that's one suggestion. The Magen Avraham himself, he says as follows. I read that as Lashon, small Lashon here, let's understand what he means. V'yesh lo'ima, the Hafrosh Challah ain't a mitzvah kol kach. Hafrosh Challah isn't such a big mitzvah. Because you're only doing it to be mesakin the food. Dumya deshchita. Those are his words. Now, there's two pshatim over here. One pshat I saw brought down from Ramosha Shtemuch Zazang Zunt in Shuvas van Hagas. And he says like this. He says the pshat is, there's a difference between, there's two types of mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. What's a mitzvah chiyuvis? A mitzvah chiyuvis is the mashal tefillin. Tefillin, we don't have a choice about. Tefillin, whether you want to, whether you don't want to, every day you have to put on tefillin. Every day you're allowed to put on, we have to put on tefillin. It's not our choice whether we want to or whether we don't want to. However, take something like shchita. Shchitas, you don't have to do shchita. If you want to eat meat or chicken, you have to do shchita. But it's your choice because you don't have to be mekayem the mitzvah, only if you want to eat it. Accordingly, he says like this: Dafka for mitzvah chiyuvis, Does one have to stand up? That's why. Any mitzvah that you have to do, then you would have to stand up for. Whereas, if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, for example, by shechita and challah, we would say that you may sit down to say the bracha. According to this, it'll come out a big chiddush. What would be if you want to wash your hands for the suda? Can you sit down for that bracha? So accordingly, says Rav Moshe, that you can sit down for antilas yidayim. You're not mechayev to have a suda. So fine, you want to have a suda, so you have to wash. So fine, if you want to wash, so you can sit down for the bracha. That's a bit of kiyumis. Oh, according to that, we'll come out of chiddush that on Shabbos you'll have to take a stand up for the bracha. So it'll be different between weekday and Shabbos. You can't stand or sit for the bracha. I'll come out. Only the problem with that is, accordingly, the problem will be that lechayra, if we're going to say that that's the pshat, that's the chiddush between the two cases of challah and sitzes, we're going to have a bit of a problem. Because sitzes as well is lechayra a mitzvah kiyumis. If you wear a beggar, then you have to lechayra the sitzes, but lechayra it's not mitzvah kiyumis. So how are we going to answer that? And we're saying over here that this guf for sitzes, the reason we have to stand is because all bechas and mitzvahs need standing for. So lechayra it's not going to shtim. So someone showed me there's a Maril Diskin. Rav Shulev Diskin says the following lashon: Pirush kashe yilbash yischayev b'mitzvah al kolponim, v'oz yikayim amavarchay v'las yosay. The difference between sitzes and chales, because sitzes, once you put the beggar on, now you chayev with sitzes. So it is a type of mitzvah chiyuvis. Once you put the beggar, you now chayev with sitzes. She says, well, however, Chala adayin achal, you haven't eaten yet. So there's nothing to be mechayev. It's only if you want to eat, then you have to take chala. But there's nothing be mechayev you until you want to eat. You haven't done anything that's mechayev you. But sitzes, you put. But if you don't eat the dough, if you don't want to eat, you don't eat. But if you're not, only if you're going to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, then there's no. The chayev hasn't come yet. But if you know you're not going to eat it, so then you're not mechayev. Fine, but again, because it's going to be eaten. But if you don't know it's going to be eaten, then there's nothing to make, there's no mitzvah. What's the mitzvah?
You bake something, give it to a goy, no mitzvah.
Go. Right. Right. So. Correct, yeah, that's what you should be. We do make the bracha over las yosin, correct. But lemaisa, we're saying that when does the chiv come? The chiv comes, I'm putting on the beged, and now I'm now mechoyev with sitzes. Correct. But it's a type of mitzvah chivas. Seder. But still, we're talking about midini bracha, you're chayiv to make a bracha. Mina toyim, chayiv to wear sitzes, you're not chayiv to wear sitzes. Once you've got the beggar done, now, midiraisa, now you're chayiv to put sitzes on. You found afterwards that you'd have to go as far as Maril Diskin. It's actually Rabbi Kiva Eger on the spot says it. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Afghan besitzes, Kolzman she'ene levish talis, batal kamfois, also sitzes, the whole time you're not wearing a talis batal, you know, mochoiv lisati besitzes. Mikol mochem, acha ituf, after you've already put the talis on, chal of mitzvahs ase, las sitzes. Now is a chal, a mitzvah to make sitzes, unfortunately, Vicky Vega over here, on the spot. One extra chiddush, you would say, according to the chiddush was saying by Chala. What you could be by is that Chala's chutz la'aretz, there's a din that you're allowed to make the bracha, or you can be makfish after you already started eating. So according to that, it'll come out that in a chanami, that you'll take after stand up for the bracha of Chala's chutz la'aretz. So that's one suggestion we've made, a chiddush between Chala and sitzes. There's a famous Prima Godim. The Prima Godim wants to suggest as follows. Prima Godim is in Psicha Keleles, Tilchas Brachos, and he says the following lashon: Kaimalon, Birchas Hamitzvos Ba'Amida. We hold that Birchas HaMitzvos have to be standing up. V'nenin miyushev. V'Birchas HaNenin, for example, Bremenim Mezoinus, Shakonim Mezvari, those you can sit down for. Then he brings Ayin Mogad Avram, he brings the Mogad Avram over here in Simon Ches. The Chalo Shchito Kedoyma have a Kenanin. Chalo Shchito is like Nanin. She efshele honos mehem b'lei mitzvah. That's not possible to be Nana without doing the mitzvah. In that situation, the brachos miyushuv, because it's a Birchas HaNanin. So he's making a chelik like this. He's saying Birchas HaMitzvos im choyv to stand up for. However, Chalan Shchita, he's saying Haganda, the mitzvahs, even so, it's a different, it's doima to Birchas HaNanin. Why? Because it's not possible to be Nana without doing the mitzvah. As we just explained, for example, Shchita, you can't eat the meat or chicken without shechting. Whereas, and the same thing will apply by challah, you can only eat the challah once you meet once you mafresh challah. It's a birchas kiddush lechera as well, you could say it's a birchas ananin. But it's also a birchas ananin, isn't it? Could be over there it could be different anyway. There are certain mitzvahs that we do sit down for. We'll see it in Afkamina soon. There's others to say, but the Maisi, you could say over there anyway, is that there's a special reason over there by Kiddush is because it should be more of a kvias. So even so, even if it would be a birchas mitzvahs, the Maisi is a kvias. We want everyone to sit down, everyone should sit together. Now, the Prima Gadim's understanding is, he's making the following Afkamina. He's saying, that if the reason why you're making the, if in order to eat this thing, to have this thing, you need to make a bracha, it's not possible to be nana without a bracha, therefore you have to stand up for such a, therefore you could sit down for such a bracha. According to that, we would be able to say the same thing by netila, washing your hands for the sudah, the same thing. The only reason why you can only have bread if you wash your hands. So if you need to wash your hands, it's again, it's not possible to be nana without the mitzvah of netila. So maybe you'd be able to sit down for netila as well. That's the chiluk he wants to make. Now, the Prima Gadim ends up with a very interesting thing. And that's coming back to our original question. The Prima Gadim says, O birchas shvach, rashoi leishev, levad birchas halavana mu'umat. Now he's moved on to birchas well. We've said birchas mitzvahs you can stand up for. You have to stand up for. Birchas hananin, or anything, or any mitzvah that's doima tananin, that you can sit down for. However, says the Prima Gadim, I've got a third darga. The third thing is a birchas shvach. A birchas shvach you can sit down for, except for birchas halavana you have to stand up for. Now, he's explaining that birchas halavana is a birchas shvach. There are those who say that birchas halavana is a birchas mitzvahs. It's a bracha mitzvah. Mitzvah b'mikadosh halavana. So accordingly, it's poshut why I have to stand up for it. It's a birchas mitzvahs. However, I once heard a reason to argue with this, and the chayyim bring a mefor shariah not like that. It's not because of birchas mitzvahs. And that is really the reason why we really stand up for kiddush levana. Because if we concentrating when we're saying the nusach of kiddush levana, we say the gemara in Sanhedrin, Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. We'd just be zoicha to meet the shechina. Pamachas b'chedesh. Diamond would be enough. Omer Abaya, he'll koch zoicha ma'arum umad. Says Mefurish, that's why I have to stand up for it. Lechoira, according to that, so let's go back to this. So Abaya is telling us you have to stand up. Why? Because you're coming to ma'arum p'nei shechina. If it's a birchas mitzvah, why does Abaya have to come on to another reason? It's a birchas mitzvah, you have to stand up for it. Elamai, l'chari is a raya from the Gemara, that it's not a birchas mitzvah. Anything is a birchas shvach. However, there's a makom to be chaylik on that. There's a makom to say, faket. And to say that really, it's not a birchas shvach or birchas ananin. Why not? Because if that would be the case, then the chayyim would come out that every time you look up and you see the levana, the chayyim have to make a bracha on it. Not just once, when you say Kiddush levana, every time. It's a birchas hanen. You see the levana, you should make a bracha on it. So lechayyeh, there's that machlokes remains, whether it's a bechas anen and it's a bechas a mitzvah. Now, there's another way to answer the stira between challah and regular bechas a mitzvah. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Megillah. The Pnei Yeshua in Megillah says as follows. Chazal tiknu de be'in ha-mitzvah kein hava ha-bracha. Chazal will mesaken that however the mitzvah is, that's how the bracha has to be. In other words, if it's a mitzvah that you sit down for, then you can make the bracha sitting down. If it's a mitzvah you stand up for, then you make the bracha standing up. For example, leishiv basukah, the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. So why do you can sit down to say leishiv basukah? Well, if it's a mitzvah you have to stand up for, such a mitzvah you'll have to, then you would have to make the bracha as well standing up. The Chochmah Shleimah also wants to suggest this pshat. And actually you could say that the Pnei Yeshua is chaylok on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, any birch mitzvah you have to stand up for. However, there is a teres zakenim on the spot here in the Shulchan Aruch that wants to bring a remez, which mitzvahs you have to stand up for. And this is what he says. Afal pi she'ein raya ledova, there's no raya that these are the mitzvahs you have to stand up for, but zeichel ledova. It says in Tehillim, Atzas Hashem lo'ilam samoit. Atzas Hashem lo'ilam samoit. Atzas is Ayin, Tzadi, and Tov. Says that as a Kenim. Atzas stands for Oyma, Tzvias Oyma, Tzitzis, and Tefillin. So he just quotes those three. What he wants to suggest another pshat, Oyesh l'ram is Be'ilu ha'milois. He wants to use the same words, but wants to say the seven things you have to stand up for. Atzas le'olam zayin dvarim shein ba'amida. He's using both atzas and le'olam samoit. What's atzas? Ritzayin le'leba, tefillin, tzitzis, tekiya. And what's le'olam? Levana, oyma, lulav, and mila. He wants to suggest those are the things you have to stand up for, the other things you don't necessarily have to stand up for. According to this, what's the Ayin of Atzas? Yeah. Oh, you say the Ayin of Atzas? Yeah. Right. He says Tefillin, Tzitzis, Tekiyah. So it's actually we learn the first one. He says Oyma. The first one. He says Oyma, Tzitzis, and Tefillin. Anyway, so that's a remedy what he wants to suggest. Now, according to this Pnei Yeshua, it'll come out that we've answered the kasha. Because challah, as we know, no problem. There's no mitzvah to mafresh challah when you're standing up. You can sit down when you're being mafresh challah. So according to that, you could sit down, you could say the bracha sitting down as well. And the same thing would be mentally tzidayim. There's no chiv to stand up when you make washing your hands. If it happens to be it's low down, you want to sit down to make it tzidayim, you can do it. So l'chayit, to make the bracha as well, you'll be allowed to make the bracha sitting down. Now, having said that, lechayra, what's come out is, in birchas hamitzvahs we're being mechaluk in various different ways. The way the pashtus is, it looks like we're saying, any mitzvahs you have to stand up. Any birchas hamitzvahs you have to stand up for. The Teres Kedim is saying, there's only those seven. We've got the Pnei Yeshua that's mechaluk between standing and sits, between a mitzvah, you stand and a mitzvah, you sit. There is a Reb Yaakov Emden that says in his Siddur, Beis Yaakov, this is his Lashon. Sorech limsoi biyodcha klal. Shekol habrochos shehein shvach vahida ne'amoris ba'amida. In other words, we're being mechalek between all different types of brichas and mitzvahs. But according to what we said, there's no question that a birchas hanen, a birchas hashvach, a birchas hidal, all those types of things, the chayyah you're allowed to sit down for. there is actually a Rambam that says that when he speaks about Birchas HaGoymol, Arbaim Tzrichim Nehoidus, says the Rambam, and the way to do it is, you stand up and you make the bracha. The Kesef Mishnah actually asks on the spot, the Kesef Mishnah says, Minali, where does he know? The Chayyus Pesha is, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, Mechatis, you have to stand up for it. Having said that, the Yaivet says, Sarech Limsei, B'yotcha Klal, that all brachas, La Shvach Vayda, they are said standing up. That's the shit of the Yaivet. The Yaivet says, they're said standing up. And he carries on and he says, the same thing as this Bnei Yeshua. He says, if they're Tolei B'maisa, that's some. Any Shvach Vayda. But if it's something that's Tolei B'maisa, you're doing a Maisa before you make the bracha, they are dragged after that pula, and therefore you will say the bracha dependent on if it's standing up, you'll say it's standing up. If it's a mitzvah you do sitting down, then you'll say the bracha, you can say the bracha sitting down. Now, based on what we've said, we could clear the following shaila. What about someone who wants to be moitzi someone else with a birchas hamitzvahs? Why be moitzi someone else? Can the person who you're being moitzi, so we'll take a bracha that you have to stand up for. Can one be moitzi someone else? Another person can sit down. Pashtus, you do the same as they're doing. The question is are you no, the person making the bracha has to stand. We're talking about something that you have to stand up for, birchas hamitzvahs. Now, can the person who's being yotzer, can the person sit down? So, we know there's a famous halacha, a famous machleikus, by Sfiras HaOmer. Can one be moitzi someone else with Sfiras HaOmer? So the Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of 7 Tov Peites, starts off by saying, It's not like other mitzvahs that are dependent on saying. Those things you can make to someone. Normally you'd be yotze. The Torah's Megale over here, that calls when you haven't counted yourself, you're not yotze for yourself. That is one shit. Yesh me'achweinim shekosu, there are those who say, the kavanah of the Torah is, osfaratim lachem, doesn't necessarily mean for you yourself. He means to say, don't think it's a mitzvah on Bezdin, like Shemitah and Yovlus, because it says, vosefaratim lachem, it's going on the tzibur. And therefore, im shol mechaveh shosaf yiskaven lotzis, and his chaveh was mechaven to moitzi him, shemei ha'koina yoyotz. So he brings a machlokes whether you can moitzi someone else Sfiras HaOmer or not. Now, the Bi'alocha on the spot brings one of the Rishonim that holds one way. And it's a very big chiddush. He brings two big chiddushim. Says the Bi'alocha, Ulo'umaz zeh miloshon ha'kadmoin haritz geos. The maritz geos, one of the Rishonim, mashma she'echot yochol ha'itzies chavei b'zeh. From him it's mashma that one can be moitzi his friend with Sfiras HaOmer. And he brings his loshon. V'onu kach kibalnu merabaseinu asmachta l'Sfiras HaOmer ba'amida. How do you know Sfiras HaOmer has to be standing up? Mitachsiv, mehochel chermesh bakoma. She'in tamad leima bakoma. Don't read it, bakoma lamdecha, shabakoima uva amida. Has to be standing up. Now, over Motzei Shabbos, she'omim l'achat tefillas arvis v'hinoim ha'kudushot ha'sidra, k'shein yoishvin. So let's just be makdim. Generally, on Motzei Shabbos, when we say Sfiras HaOmer, the way we do it is, we say v'hinoim at ha'kodesh, then we say Sfiras HaOmer, and then v'yitin l'cha. Now, so, by Bnei Ashkenaz, generally what's accepted is, that after we've said v'hinoim at ha'kodesh, you say Kedusha in between. So you stand up for Kedusha, and then you say Sfiras HaOmer, and then either you stand up or sit down for Yitin Lecha. Now, agav, that what some people stand up for the whole of Va'at HaKadosh, now that we're mentioning it, there's no chiv to stand up the whole of Va'at HaKadosh. what's brought down, the Rama says you have to stand up for the pasuk v'hinayim, just the pasuk v'hinayim, but Yeshua says so, and you can sit down. So, the national asks you anyway, you're standing up for Kaddish, and maybe you'll stand up for Sivis Torah as well. However, by the B'nai Sfad, they don't stand up for every Kaddish. And generally, if they're sitting down already, they'll stay sitting down. So therefore, when it comes to, so if it wouldn't be Sfir Soima, they would be sitting down for Yinayim Atta Kaddish, and they would say Kaddish, they would continue sitting down, and then they would say Yitin Lecha, and continue straight through. Well, there's a bit of a problem here, because they're going to have to stand up for Sfir Soima. So listen to this, Merid the Kolosan of the Maritz Chaos. They're saying when they're sitting down. They were noyag that the shatz would stand up and say Sviya Soima, and everyone would sit down, the tzibur would sit down and say Amen Bekavana. Yeah, Merida Kazakh. Normally, we're accustomed to a tirchad tzibura. What's a tirchad tzibura? You know, everyone has to wait 5 minutes for someone to come or something like that, or stand when you're davening. Generally, we know that by the reason why we take out two Sefer Torah or three Sefer Torah is in order we shouldn't be at tirchad tzibura to do a hagbah neglila. Which Agav is now mentioning it. It's a bit shver from Pasha Shkolim. You see there that we're talking about a parasha or two out. So there, it'd be quicker to roll the Sefer Torah rather than do Hagbah Glila. Could be it's a lay plug. That's the kasha. Al Kolpanim, we see over here how far he's going for Tirchat Tzibur. He's saying that in order not to make Tirchat Tzibur, just to stand up to say Sfir Soima, the shatz would be right to them with Sfir Soima. Now, Avada, we're not talking about just the bracha of Sfir Soima, because if you just say the bracha, it doesn't really help, because the main in the sphere is counting the sphere. If you didn't say the bracha, it's not ma'akov. The key is counting the sphere. So we're talking about the shatz is actually saying the bracha and moitzim the sphere. So we see from here two things. First of all is, as you said, and Svetans, the main thing he's bringing out here is, we see over here that you can moitzim someone and they're sitting down. Even though, Oyma, we said that no one's going to argue, Oyma, for sure you have to say standing up. You can, if you moitzim someone, you can say it's sitting down. However, there is a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Sadi. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kayu Adam as a Megillah, bein Omer bein Yoshev." A person can say the Megillah, can read the Megillah, whether standing, whether sitting. Says the Magen Avraham on the spot over there. Ayin Reish Siman Ches. He's quoting our Siman Hilchasitzis. Da brocha tiye ba'amida. The brocha should be standing up. Now, why is he saying that? L'chayra, as we saw right at the beginning. Because the Shulchan Aruch tells us, or the Magen Avraham tells us at the beginning here, that one has to stand up for Birchas HaMitzvos. So he's saying, don't, all very nice, you can read the Megillah standing or sitting. But the Maisa, the bracha, you have to say standing up. Standing. Says the Machzor HaShekel on the spot, that Magen Avraham. Degam hashoimim habracha, kiven sheyotze mishum shemei ka'ile, tzrichin gam kein lamoit. You see clearly, says the Machzor HaShekel, that even the people who are listening, because they've been yotze shemei ka'ile, therefore, they as well have to stand up for the bracha. The chor we have over here, a very clear machlokus between the Marigeos, the Maritzgeos, that says one can sit down, someone who's been yoked to the bracha can sit down. And over here, we see that the Machzor HaShekel says that if you're being yoked to someone, you can say it, you have to stand up. The person who's listening can stand up. And for sure, this is a Birchas HaMitzvos. What could possibly be the machlokes between them? So I thought, actually, we could say like this. As we know, there's a famous machlokas. What is the gedda of Shemei Koina? What's the gedda of Shemei Koina? Do we say, when I'm being moitzi someone a bracha, is the pshat that really I'm making the bracha and you're not doing anything? Only what? The Torah tells us a chiddush that my saying of something is misyachas to someone else, and he can be yoitz with what I'm saying. That's one tzad. The other tzad is that Shemei Kohen is the pshat that I'm mamash. It's as if he's saying the words mamash. Shemei Kohen. So actually we could say like this, that the machloikus between the Maritz Geos and the Magen Avraham is l'chari, this machloikus. In other words, the Maritz Geos is saying that he holds that Shemei Koina, the pshat is that it's not as if mamash I'm saying it. The pshat is, it's just that when I'm listening to him, it's misyachas to him, he's yoitz with what I'm saying, but not as if he's mamash saying it. So says the Maritz Geos accordingly, he says, okay, so if you're sitting down, if the person who's being yoitz is sitting down, no problem. It's not as if he's saying it, I'm saying it, he's being yoitz. So fine, if he's being yoitz, he can sit down while I'm saying it, and I'll be yoitz him. Whereas, according to the Machzor Shekel is saying that he holds Shemei Koina is the person that's listening to me, it's mamash as if he's saying it. If it's mamash as if he's saying it, so therefore he's no different from me. So just like I have to stand up for the mitzvah, he also has to stand up for the mitzvah. L'chayu, that will come out. L'chayu, that will be the machlokes between them. L'chayu. And we'll just end off that the mice, it's mavur in the Lashon of the Machzor Shekel. The Lashon of the Machzor Shekel on the spot there says, his lashon is the shaymim. The gamma shaymim abracha kibin shiitzim mishum koina suichin gam kinamid v'ava hashemaya koina o keilu hu mevarich. He says the words o keilu hu mevarich. The Machzor Shekel himself is saying this. He's saying keilu hu mevarich. It's as if he himself is saying the bracha. Therefore, for sure, the person who's making the bracha, for sure, he's going to have to stand for the bracha. Sorry? No, it's not even Akev B'Devi. For sure, as we said, even according to the Chala, you see, from there, the Magen Avraham says that.
Bracha of Halal. Say that I would say it sitting down. I would say the Halal sitting down.
You could say